recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy.
Today's Daf in Masechet Nidah brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Samach Vav, and we're holding on Samach Chayom at Beit, one line up from the bottom. Toner Rabbanan. Haro'ah Adam Machmat Tashmish. Until now we've been talking about the case of a Betula, and the questions of whether we could be Seinech Adam Betulim and not have to worry about perhaps this is real Nidahs, but what about a case of a woman, not a Betula, a woman that either the first time she has intercourse, and subsequently she bleeds during that time, or even if it's in the middle of a marriage, maybe she's been married for 20 years, but all of a sudden she starts bleeding b'shas mia. What would be the din? Says the bright aroa adam machmat tashmish. If she starts to bleed, we don't have to be chesheshet, and that this bleeding is going to always be caused by intercourse. So even though it happens once, she can still try again. Happens twice, she can still try again. Even shlishit. But if three times in a row she's rayadam, so then we have chazaka. So says that some rishonim would time this would be true. If you look according to Rebbe, we wouldn't be chashish.
But does it make it down nidos?
Yes, we have to be worried that it stimulates down nidos. We're going to see that if we can establish that she has some kind of wound that causes the bleeding, we're going to talk about that in a moment. But assuming that we cannot establish that, so then she's never allowed to sleep with this guy again. She'd have to get divorced, and then she could get married to another guy, get married to another guy. Maybe the bleeding was only a result of this particular guy's interaction with her. She tries another guy. She's niseit la'acher, the same thing happened. She's ra'at adam machmat tashmish. She can still assume that it was an accident. It happens once. Happens twice. Shniya. The third time, shlishit mekan ve'lech lo tishamesh with the second husband. Ach titkarish v'tinaseh la'acher. She once again has to get divorced, try out a third guy. If she tries out the third guy, and again she's ra'at adam machmat tashmish. So there too she can be, maybe it was an accident, first guy. Second time, Mishamesh Pah Mishona, Shniya, Shlishit. Once she establishes Chazorka three times with three men, she can't sleep with anybody. And then she needs to do, unless she does a Bedika, to discover whether there's another reason for her bleeding. Achitiv Doketatzma. How would she do this? Ketzat Boteketatzma. Miniyash Boferet Betocha Mikho. So what she has to do is insert a tube. And inside that tube, you can have, this is basically what is very common today, because this is what is done with tampons. They didn't have plastic, so it was very difficult. And that's why this many women would be afraid to do this. It's a question, does she have to do this? We'll talk about it in a moment. So she has to make a kind of tube that doesn't cause bleeding by inserting it. Then she has a tube, she can insert a swab in the tube with a like a Q-tip that has some cotton at the end. So she has mikho umoch munach al rosho, basically a Q-tip. She inserts it through the tube, so it couldn't have picked up any blood along the side of the vagina. It's protected by the tube. And then, if nimtza dam al rosho moch, if you find at the top of the swab, you find blood. That blood could only be min ha-mekor. But if you find that area is clean, so then obviously the area, the blood that's on the side is coming somewhere else, coming from a makah, not from the mekor. Lo nimtza dam ha-rosho b'yadua sheminat tzadim uba. So then you know that it comes from the side. If we know for a fact, in yeshla makah b'otom mekor, know for a fact that she has a sore on the side of her vagina, so then tolav makata. So then she doesn't have to worry because she doesn't do the bedika. The Inyej Laveset, if this bleeding only occurs at certain times, then Tolav Vista, And we say, okay, so then this will let her not be mishamesha during these periods. How about, as we said, I spoke about yesterday, if it's not the same color, the bleeding that she has, machmat tashmish, is different than the blood of an irritation, so then apparently it's not from the mat. A woman is believed to say, listen, I know for a fact I have a pain and I tore something. I know that it's coming not because of nida. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, what's the difference? If she would say, I have a makab or to makom, it's one thing. But to say she has a makab in makor, dama makab, bamina makor, it's tummy. Even if it would be coming from a makab, it would still be tummy. We'll see this is because of the question of whether makor, makom, or tummy. So Mimela wouldn't help her. And Rabotinu, Eidu, Adama Makar, Bamina Makar, Shuto. Lamaisa Rabotinu were made, the Damina Makar, that comes from a Makar, is not Matami. What is the issue over here? My Benayo, we know the issue. Omar Alula, the issue is Makar Makamotame. Do we say that the Makar itself, the place of the Makar, is Matami any Dam, to be Matami the woman herself? That's Ikabinai. What do you mean, stick a tube up for a vagina? Isn't that going to cause her to bleed? Of gurim ifgura. So that's going to tear at her skin. That's not, I mean, she's going to get splinters from it or whatever. Omar Shul, obviously, we're referring to a plastic tube. Or in their days, Mishwafer Chalava would have to be lead that's easily smooth. It's very smooth. And the top of it, Pia Ratsufa Tocha, is bent inwards. So that way it's just a rounded edge, it's not going to cause her any problems. And then you stick the Q-tip through the inside of the tube. I don't understand. Why doesn't this woman, why in the world are we allowing this to go on? Why don't we say, this is how Rashi learns, why don't we say, that from the third time, she should be mishameshet with a bedika.
Third time of the first time.
Yeah, so let her do the bedika then. I mean, we're putting her through these different husbands. I mean, I don't understand. Well, why don't we simply let her be mishameshet? Why should she get married? So, meaning that we're assuming, this is the kasha, the Gemara was assuming, that for Baal HaRishon she would be asura with the bedika. We wouldn't be semech on the bedika. And Rish Lakish is saying, why shouldn't we be saying that on the Bedika? In which case, according to this approach, then Rish Lakish could also have been asking, why are we mater to the second guy without a Bedika? If we have a Bedika, let's make the Bedika. The Rabbi Natan says, no. For sure they do. The Gemara had no tzad to say that if she would make the Bedika, it wouldn't be enough for the Rishon. That's not the point. The question is, obviously we're talking about where she doesn't want to do this bedika. So they're afraid. I mean, these are things that in those days, the whole idea is a very strange idea, gynecological examination with tubes and this, that. So okay, either she's afraid or they're not bekiyim how to do it and so on and so forth. And that's the question. So it could be that that's what we're asking over here. Because why not? To make a bedika. What's the value over here to say, without a bedika, let's try out somebody else? I mean, why don't we have a suffix? And let's say, look, you know, we've already had experience. You bleed during intercourse. You want to have intercourse with anybody. This guy, another guy. You're going to have to go through an examination. That's the way Tosfos understands it. Answers to tomorrow. Omar Lay. Listen, different people obviously have different shape, different size penises, and they cause different problems. So it could be that what we're talking about is some type of incompatibility. But this particular guy just causes too much pressure, whatever, who knows what he's doing. But in any event, this is certainly better. In other words, if there's a chance that she won't be in a Suffolk needle all the time, this is a better idea. Instead of relying on an examination and you need to be samech that you did it correctly, and so on and so forth. Try out another guy. Or according to Tosfos, you don't have to worry about trying out another guy, because it's very likely that this is a personal incompatibility. And the next time, it may be better. Amalei said, okay, fine. So then the third guy, after she already bleeds from the third guy, so doesn't it make more sense to be mechayev or a bedika from that point on? Why are we waiting till three times?
First time of a third guy.
Yeah. So then, I mean, now you've established that three people cause bleeding. Three people cause bleeding, it means we do not view it as a personal incompatible. And you've also seen that three beers cause bleeding. In other words, you've established that it's intercourse that causes bleeding. And it's not a particular person's intercourse. Put the two together, and you're left with an iser from the first time she bleeds with the third guy. So why are we letting her go through this? Answer the Gemara, because in kalakochot shavot, basically, you don't say that because the third guy caused bleeding once, that that's a riot that the third guy causes bleeding. Maybe he was more aggressive, or maybe he had a stronger erection, maybe he went in at a different angle, who knows? But you can't jump to conclusions that every single time it's going to be the same. So we have basically three completely different issues. First of all, intercourse causes bleeding. Secondly, the individual causes bleeding. Thirdly, the type of intercourse causes bleeding. So we originally thought we were a little naive. We thought just quite, let's establish that she sees Dom because of intercourse. But one Hazaka should prove that. You're right, it does for this guy. Okay, so maybe three guys. Yes, you're right. Three guys proves everybody. But three guys three times only proves everybody. Agida Taila Kami to Rebbe. There was a woman who came to Rebbe and said, I keep bleeding in intercourse. So now, he suspected that she had basically a fulminating wound there, where there had been a growth of blood, and it was being irritated each time, I mean, even though it was in the womb. And he felt basically like they do today, what they do today for such situations is they do what's called a DNC. So they take a knife and they scrape off the womb, kitterich, dilatation and kitterich. Scrape off the womb, and that stops the bleeding afterwards. It's a fairly common.
Any growths or whatnot?
Sometimes it simply stops sloughing off completely. The mechanism doesn't work. And then you'll get that bleeding staining the whole time. So at that point, they do a gynecological procedure. So Rebbe had a better idea. Well, you need to open her up, to not cuss from open her up, and stick something in through the vagina and into the cervix. So he had a Talmud called Avdam. He said, scare the itch out of her. So Avdam, he hides, and she's walking along, boom, four women hides a heart attack. That cured her. So Zilbata, go scare her. Ozalbata, so he scared her. And a chunk of blood fell out of her. So Rebbe said, okay, now she's all right. Nitrapazot. There was another woman who was Shmuel told his Talmud, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, go scare her. Zilbata. This is a lot of fun. Baby. So, you know, you get the dress up and a ghost costume. So he went and scared her. Azalbata, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Oh my Shmuel, we got serious problems. Because if nothing happens, even when you scare her, good. So then this is a problem in Memal Avin Ofetza. There are women where the uterus becomes filled with blood, but doesn't release the blood until there's some kind of stimulation, which is over your intercourse. And then she's not fetza, then she pours it all out. There's nothing to do but for her. So some learn in la takana dafka in la takana through scaring her in la takana. I mean, she could still do the bedika to see if it was 100% from the makar. Others learn that Shmuel had identified this problem specifically of coming from the makar, and that it won't help any kind. The in la takana is nothing to do for her at all. He did a kai a tayla coming to Yochanan. There was a woman who came to Rabbi Yochanan and said that every single time, every time she's on her way out of the mikveh, she walks into town, she starts to bleed as soon as she comes into town. She's never able to sleep with her husband after going to the mikveh. Omar Laz, he said to her, it's clear that people are jealous of your love affair. That's the problem. People know you guys, they all want to have love affairs like that. So, Shema Dimat Irech Al Tabech, Peskos Nayan Orem. What you need to do, don't go home. What you do is go to Lover's Lane. Go to Lover's Lane.
Hotel.
Sleep with your husband over at the seashore, and nobody will know. So, Lechivi Ba'alilo Agabe Nahar. And over there, no one will know. And you won't have any Nayan Orem. Ikidam Ramallah. Others say just the opposite. Tell everybody what a miserable life you have. Every time you come to the mikveh, you never get to sleep with your husband. You're a terrible disaster. They'll feel so bad for you. So then, you can have an iron rod in one direction, but then you can have people feel, oy, miskina. So that's ma'ir. They need to be merakim on her in the other direction. So get people on your side. That's the thing. Get people on yourself that feel it's rachmonis. Others say that what he said was, right off the bat, tell your friends about this problem so that they should be mevakish rachamim. So galila chavrotech yechli bo alech rachamim. Tetanya v'tamei tamei yikra. What do we learn out from the fact that the Torah says that a metzora should let it be known? That melane tzorach lodiat tzaharo l'rabim. Person should let people know the tzoras that he had. And that way, Rabbi Mevakshim Alav Rachamim, people will be Mevakish Rachamim for you. So the same people that would have killed you the other way, you can get them on your side. Very interesting approach. My son used to do this all the time. When Nebach used to have to be in the hospital when his first wife was ill. So the shul was a few miles away, and this hospital was bombish in an area was completely Puerto Rican, and the Schwarzes was gangs. I mean, people were terrified to walk out. He would put on a shtreimel, and he would put on a kapata. But what he would do is, as soon as he would go outside the hospital, he would see a gang of Puerto Rican. He would go over to the gang, and he would say to them, "You know, I have this problem." And I need a Jew, and my wife is sick, and I have to get to a synagogue to pray. Do you know where there's a synagogue? And invariably, they would walk him all the way to the shul, because anybody sees a gang of Puerto Rican, they're not going to start up with him. So they would protect him. And he would go that way, and then on the way back, he would do the same thing. And I never had a problem with this costume in the middle of Mamish, the worst places. You want to know the happy ending, huh? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but not all the time. Not every minute. Yes, but it was Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, beautiful story. Omer of Yosef, we had a maaseh like this in Pumbedita, and it worked. Rinzi, she got better. So even though we don't know one happy ending, this last maaseh, where she was mevakish, where he asked them to pray for her, and it worked. Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yonam Rav. Okay, now we're getting to the serious problems, which is, of course, the fact that we're not samech on any of these days. It's a whole difference between Yemei Nidais and Yemei Zivais and the problem. The first step in the disastrous present halacha is Rebbe's Takana Besodes, it's called. Rebbe Besodes. Rebbe Besodes means that people that were not Bikiyim Mamish, and it's very difficult for regular people to keep a record, especially in those days. And the concept of enumeration and charts and so on was very, very rough. Like from a normal Amora to work in a field, what does he know? And so they would always get confused, because Bishchenides, you have to know, are you in the Chadasar Yimei Ziv? Are you doing Yeshivas Yimei Nidas? And particularly the Rambam, it's not shy for a person who's not super sophisticated with the with a computer to keep track. Because according to the Rambam, the 7-Eleven is continuous throughout life. It's 7-Eleven whether you're Raya or not. So 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven. I said, now, wait a minute. You can't say, okay, but I haven't seen for a long time, so this is Nidus. Lav Dafka? That's his Miyuchad in that Shita. Books and books have been written about how to fit that into the Gemara and what the Makron. No. No, but Lamaisa, according to him, for sure. I mean, Rebbe made a Takana, therefore. And he said to them like this, look, you always have to assume the worst. What's the worst? The event? The worst could be if you see one drop of dam. Maybe it's the beginning of your main nidus, and now you're Tamea for 7 days. So even if the... I'm in the middle of your main zivas. Rebbe was betaken. No, you can't be semich on that. 7 days, she's going to be Tamea. What if she sees 2 days? So then you still have to worry. Maybe the first day was the last day of the 11 days of zivas. And it doesn't count towards the nidus. So the first day of the nidus was the second day. So you need another 6 days. You can't rely on becoming Tahira afterwards. Once she sees 3 days, then she can't become Tahira at all unless she keeps Shiva Sakim, because maybe all 3 days we're doing the Mezivais. So you always have to assume the worst. That's what he was betaking. So therefore, she's Raya 1 day, she needs another 6 days. 2 days, she needs another 6 days. Shnayim, Teshev, Shishavayim. But once she's Yoshevet Shloshayamim, it won't even help to keep 7 days. She needs 7 clean days. She has to keep Shivat Nikiim. Amar Rebbe Zer, you think that's a problem? Nowadays, it's even worse. Benot Yisraeli Chemiru Al Atzma. This was a Kabbalah of Bnei Yisrael, that Afilu Ro'ot Tipat Dam Kechardal Yoshvot Al Shivat Nikiim. Even if it isn't possible that she's a Zava Gedalia, she only saw one drop of blood. In order to avoid people not doing what they're doing, we always take the maximum chumrah. Maximum chumrah, shivas nekiyim, and it's not enough to be tmeya, shivas yomim, there need to be 7 clean days, shivas nekiyim, which of course causes other chumras, because as we saw before, if an ish is poleta shivat zera, so that doesn't count towards her shivas nekiyim. And that means that she can't start counting the shivat nekiyim if she had intercourse until the sperm is no longer viable. But since we're afraid it was even Bein HaShemashot, she's got to add another day to that. So I have 2 days and work it out. That already depends on the minute. So Lamaisa, it's a disaster. That's a Lamaisa. Adabri, Rava takes Rav Shmuel, he's walking with him, and he was derish like this. A woman who is having contractions, and she was kashta shnei yamim, so she had contractions. This was during her Yemei Zivas. And she had contractions for 2 days. The third day, and with blood, of course, bloody contractions. The third day, there was no dam. But the third day, she aborted a nefer, a pila. The din is, she has to be Yoshevet Shivat Nekiim. Why? Because he held Ein Kishur L'Nefer. There's no din that the Torah was matir. Remember, we had before that we learned from the Pasuk, that if it's machmat kishui, machmat of birth, then it doesn't create, if she's bimei zivas, it doesn't create tuma. So he holds, that's all very nice, but that's only if she delivers a viable child, not to a nefa. You'll say, okay, but she was only roya 2 days. He also holds, ef shalat tichata kever belodam, that if the womb opened, and obviously the womb opened over here because she aborted, so it must be there was bleeding. That means it was bleeding 3 days. There was bleeding 3 days. She's a Zava Gedalia. Amale, Rav Popel, Rava, what's going on over here? I thought that the din was, we just said, but not so much. No, that's me. My Ari Kishtashmi. I mean, I feel a mashab Alma. I thought the din is, even if she sees the tiniest bit of blood. The Omer of Izera Benot Yisrael Chmir Al Atzman, a filo rod, tipat dam kechardal, yashvot alei hashivat nekiyim. So what do we make such a complicated case for? Are you okay? I'm trying to tell you the Iker Adin over here. We're dealing, at this point, we're going to be dealing with an issue to your right. And you turn around, you tell me some kind of minute, but what am I interested in a minute? I'm coming to tell you the din. Atamit bin Haga. And a minute, what? And what about in a place where they don't have this minute? This is crazy. Of course I have to tell you what the din is. Oh, my brother.
if a woman was given a marriage proposal and she agrees to get married, by definition, we're always chayshish. That she was royada. So she keeps shivas nakiyah. Machlokes rishonim, whether she needs to have siktaira for the shivas nakiyah. Does she need, or do we say, since we were never royadam, we never saw tikatak ever, you don't need to have siktaira to define that you're not currently being royadam. Does she need a badika b'choy? In fact, machlokes.
Any girl before she gets married.
Any girl. Now, Ravina was trying to get his son hooked up to Rav Chanina's daughter, who was a ketan at the time. So he asked the Kleilah Greber of Chanina. So he finally broaches the issue. What would you say about a marriage on Wednesday? Starting on a Shabbos. So Sobele Lamar Lamichtaf Ketuvah L'Arbah Yom. We get this done fast, you know. Let's wrap it up.
It's a personal or is it
personal?
Something to say about
no, personally. Let's. Yeah, let's do it. I'm like, okay, fine, good idea. Anyway, comes the fourth day. He tells him that we have to put off the marriage, whatever. Not our Arbachrin, it takes another 4 days, meaning the eighth day. So the total was 7 days ikuv before the day of the marriage. So Batra, we go afterwards. So Ravina asks him, what's going on? My eye. Oh, my legs. So look, I didn't want to start fighting with my mechutin. But Lamaisa, I mean, don't you hold it? You have to wait. Shivas Yomim, so you need Shivas Lakiyim. So I agreed, but Lamaisa, she wasn't ready to get married. So Lasava Lamar, Lada Rava, Yama Rava, Tafuilina, Sevenit Paisa. So he called Shivat Lakiyim, you don't hold this. On my leg, I hold it, but what's it? Your daughter's a child yet. So Emma Yama Rava, Rava said such a thing. Only with a girl who is Rayadam, the Gedela, the Kachazia Dama. What do we have to worry about a little girl? Ketana, she never saw blood. All of a sudden, you're going to be Mukhayev or Shivas Lakiyim. Omar Lehi, so Reb Chanina said to him, no, you're making a mistake. The Feirish Omar Rava said, to make sure not to make your mistake. Loshna Gedela, Loshna Ketana, makes absolutely no difference. Because we are not talking about normal bleeding. We are talking about bleeding that comes from the stimulation of sexual fantasy. So she's thinking about getting married. So what do you think? Only big girls have fantasies. Little girls don't have fantasies. Gedela time amai bishum de machmada, ketana nami machmada. There's no difference. So therefore, what does that have to do with whether she was rayed or down? If you believe that bleeding can be stimulated in such a way, makes an afkamina, what her age is. Therefore, I didn't want to. But like I say, I don't want to fight with my good mechutin, but now we can go ahead with it. I'm a rabbi. Isha, lo tachuf, once we're talking already about the dinim, the actual, by the way, nowadays, we're even more machmer. So that we, anybody we're machmer on, doesn't matter what age, doesn't matter how long after. Basically, we always do have siktaira, we always do shivas tekiyah with normal badikas for any girl that is going to be going to a chuppah.
And a big
chuppah? Well, yeah, same, but we're even machmer to need to have siktaira. So we take this halacha to the maximum with all of the rishonim chumras, we take it. Okay, so now, once we're talking about the practicalities, where we're past the takon of Rebbe Besodek, and we're past Rabbi Zera's Maimer, which completely changes the entire Masech. Let us get on to the Takana. We know Ezra made a Takana. That, even though the Yikra didn't, you can look at the body and see if there's anything stuck. Or you can look at your hair, see if the hair is stuck together. But the din is that Ezra was mitaken not to be samech on that. And that you have to wash, and you have to wash your hair, and you have to brush your hair at great length, comb your hair. So it has to be chofefet. I want you to know that lo tachuf, have to be careful what you use to be chofefet. Do not use nitrates, and do not use chol, which is they sell that nowadays, actually, it's interesting. Some of the girsim don't use aha, which is a strong soap, which is the girsim's brother halacha. Chol, they sell nowadays for facial scrubbing.
So it's basically little. Nowadays they don't use sand. They use micro plastics, beads, like small, tiny, or invisible. But the same idea, that in order to get off the dirt, if you rub it with something that's harsher, so it penetrates the skin or penetrates the scalp. But don't use that on your hair. Why? What's that?
Probably healthier than the stuff that
it could be. So don't use that. Why? So don't use neter. Neter is basically the katef, and b'chol is masrich. So neter can cause breakage. And once the hair breaks, it's no longer, it's going to just be a chatzitza. And if it's stuck to another hair,
broken
piece of hair is not attached to your body. If it fell off, you don't notice it. And it's going to cause a chatzitza. And if you use chol, chol makes the hair rough, which makes it stick one to the other. And then it's like we won't allow mine in between the hairs. It becomes a chatzitza. A woman should use only hot water for doing the chafifa. Even if it's very, very hot. But shumayif in that cold water. But sonein my time alone. Why not? Mishum, because since it's kariri, since it's cold, it's mashu mazia. It makes the hair much easier to some have mashu to break. Others learn, and it's the simple pshat, is that it means that it makes it impossible to get the dirt off because it hardens, the cold hardens the dirt onto the hair. V'yomar Rava, la'olam yelamed adam betok beto. You should get your wife to remember the halacha. Make sure to clean behind your ears. That's a lashon nekiyah. But get into all the folds of your skin. Make sure to get off all of the dirt. Ask the Gemara. I thought the din is mitzvah. If you have an area that is normally not exposed, so beit astarim inside the mouth, inside the ears, or under the arms, or in the vaginal folds, it doesn't matter whether water gets in or not. So why would you have to clean it? Since the Gemara is not a person. It's true you don't need to get water in, but you need to have a makam that's roiv of biatmayim. You need not to have a chatzitza on your body so that if water would get in, it would touch your body. And this is also like Rabbi Zera. Famous maimer of Rabbi Zera, which has to do with medochas, where up to a certain shir shishim is able to be bolel, but if it's larger than that, you cannot be bolel. I, bila, is not ma'ak, it doesn't matter how well mixed it is, but it has to be shayach to bila. This is the famous maimer, that kalaroi la bila, if something at least is included within a category of a set, then you may not have to actualize it. Saying bila ma'akepet po. But if it's not included at all, then the bila is makevet, because you weren't able to be bolel. Then not being bolel is leikuva, because then it's not an accident. Same thing is true over here. Beit hasdarim is not ma'akev. But that the body should be shayach to tefila is ma'akev. Omer Ravim bar Avada and Rav Yitzchak was once a maisa of Rebbe Shivcha, who went to be tovelet, and she came out of the mikveh, and she found a bone stuck between her teeth. V'itzricha Rebbe Tvila Kered. Rebbe said she needs to go back again. V'yomar Rava Tavla V'yolta. Suppose she goes to the mikveh, comes out of the mikveh, and finds on her a darach hatzetz. So now it depends. Im samukh l'chafifa tavla. If right after coming out of the shower and taking the takonas Ezra, she went directly into the mikveh, so she doesn't have to do it over again. Eina t'cha l'chuf l'itfo. Because it must be that this came afterwards. How's it check? She just came out of the shower and just was so careful, give her that. She went right into the mikveh from there. Where did it come from? Makes more sense that she picked this up on the way out of the mikveh. And therefore the tefillah was fine. But im lav, if it wasn't right away, then we have to be cautious that maybe between the end of her shower and the time it took her to go to the mikveh, maybe she picked up a chatzitza. So tzricha l'chuf l'itfo. Another lashon is imbaoto yom shechafafat tavla. If it was during the same day, so then she doesn't have to redo it. But if it's not the same day, imlav tichalachuf litfol. What's an afkamina between these two lashonim? Ikevenei lemisma chafifa letfila. Afkamina is how close it has to be. It has to be literally, somos, or as long as it's on the same day. Now, Tosfos says this has nothing to do with the chiyuv of chafifa and tefillah. It only has to do whether to be semech in terms of them finding a chatzitza. It's not telling you that according to one sheet that you must do it immediately, and according to the other sheet, as long as it's by seyayim. However, not everybody agrees to that. Lemismar chafifa tefillah mashma to do it. Furthermore, again, almost no Rishonim have this second years. It's much, but somebody stuck it in. Why? Because it's normally what the Gemara would do. It would take both differences. So if you say it has to be by Sayyid, so then that means that if you were 2 minutes before Shkia, she finishes the Chafifa right at Shkia, and then she goes into the Mikvah, but technically the Mikvah, that's the next day. So according to this, if you're telling me it has to be both to Yom, so then we wouldn't be saying it. You're telling me if it's a Dinit Semech, then fine. And we rely on the fact that it is Semech. The reason that that doesn't make very much sense is, first of all, logistically, if you learn, we're talking about Tosis, it doesn't make sense. That we would say, and therefore it's not the years that we would say, even though it was immediately before, it's not the same day, you know, who cares? Obviously the day is that coming, La Fuke Semech. And if you're telling me it's the other pshat, it's even worse. According to the other pshat, it would mean that you're not supposed to do the chafifa during the day and during the tefillah. But that's exactly what you are supposed to do. Because you do the chafifa during the day so you can see what you're doing and make sure that there's nothing on you. Well, you're going to take a candle and do a good bedikah with a candle. And so memela, this girsa seems to have been inserted by others.
The big book always has to be at night.
The mikvah has to be at night. I mean, under special circumstances, but mikra then, since we offered sleeping with a woman on the day of tefillah, of Shomer's Yom Kineged Yomer and Lester, if she was in the Kiyah. So we're going to go to the mikvah during the day ever, even if it is at the seventh, and once we make, not to get confused. Okay, if there's a problem, then we'll be matur in certain conditions. On my Rav, another issue is that in Isha lo tamod agabe klicheres v'titfo, don't put down a pot to stand on in the mikvah. So Rav Kana l'meimah, Rav Kana thought the reason for this is why. Because of gzeirat merchatzaot, as we've seen many times, the Rabbanan made a takana, that if the way in which you go into the mikvah makes you think that a normal bathtub is a mikvah, and a public bath is a mikvah, we don't allow it. That's why we don't want you to go to a shower and so on, and when the time you afterwards, because we're afraid people will say what the Gemara says is not. The filthy mikvah is not going to be the thing that works. It's the night shower afterwards that works. Because of that, they'll end up not going to the mikvah at all. So therefore, he thought that since the derech was, and this is a little bit of a machlokes rishonim, since the derech was that they would give you for short people to stand on a large pot, and put it down, stand on the pot.
To do what?
If you want to get into the water, usually, this was like these deep pools, the Roman baths, deep pools. You know, people take a pot, stand on the pot, and get off of the edge of the pool. You don't want to go underwater. But others learned, no. The point was that they used to bring, like an asana, they would bring water in the pot, you pour over yourself, so that anybody who sees this pot, they would think, basically it's a bathroom, a bathhouse. So in order to avoid gzerat merchatzot, but if that would be the case, so agabi silta, to stand on, let's say, a pole, that would be okay, because nobody does that, the beit merchatzot. So somebody who's short, afraid of drowning in the mikvah, could stand on top of a stool or something, or a pole, where they wouldn't get it confused with the beit merchatzot. So Rav Chana Minarda said to him, no, it's not good with that. At the time of mine, you know why we don't allow you to stand on a stool in the mikvah if you're short? It's because you're obviously terrified. You're afraid of falling into the mikvah. If she's afraid of falling into the mikvah, she's not going to do a good job of going to the mikvah. So she'll stick her hand in a little bit, and who knows, maybe part of her arm is sticking out. You can't be cynic on that. It's mishum debayit. She's afraid. If she's afraid to make it, she's not going to do a good job. And if that's the case, what's the difference? What it's made out of? You thought it was a question what it's made out of. It has nothing to do with what it's made out of. It's the shape that's the problem. So Siltanami Beta, if she stands on a stool, she's not going to be afraid. The same thing. Omer Shumbar of Yitzchak, Isha lo tifol binamal. A woman should not be tovelet in a port. Because now, there's two ways of understanding this. Either, the way Tosfos understands it, it's a continuation of the sugya that we just had. So here we were talking about don't stand on something because you're afraid of falling in. The problem is, she's afraid everybody's looking. So basically, the ship's coming by all the time, right? So she wants to get into what I'm going to get out of here before people see me and so on, right? So it's basically the same idea. Be either she won't do a good job. So according to Tosfos, Avagav Eshtalekha, even though now it's not there, this piece is not going to, it works out better with Rashi. It's a slightly different gear over here. But she would be afraid, as we'll see later on, the whole thing we have worries about different things. So, okay, Tosfos here means worry, she's going to be seen. Rashi has this girsa, Ema Beradyuni Nafal, even though there's nothing on her now, maybe when she was getting out of the water, she shook herself off and it came off. So according to Rashi, that means that the problem over here of a port is that when there are boats, they churn up the water. And they churn up the water, they throw things into the water, the oars make a mess in the water, and the boatman comes by, there's always mud that's coming up. So therefore, you can't rely that she didn't have a chatzitza. You looked at her afterwards and made sure there's no chatzitza. But that's because when you come out of mikveh, you shake yourself off, and maybe whatever was came off, but the water didn't get on her. As a matter of fact, that famous Gemara, was that before, that Avuah Shmuel, he had other chashashot. So first of all, he was afraid. This is also in the Gemara, how to understand it. So the question is, what the issue of the mafzit? But we'll see in a moment. So he made for his daughters during Yemei Nisan. The problem was that in the Har Prat, there used to be a tremendous amount of drainage water that came through the rainy season. So in Nisan, it was full to the brim with rainwater. There was so much rainwater that it was chayish that the water is basically mikveh water, not mayan water. If it's not mayan water, it does not matayer when it's moving. It has to be a mikveh, but it's sitting still. So therefore, what he did was he would make an area on the side, and that area would close off, and that was space still, the water, so it wasn't zeichalim, and they would be tovlot in that area beyom Nisan. You make Tishrei where there was very little water that came from rain, and the water then was basically kosher. So what he was really worried about was the mud at the bottom, if they would sink into the mud, so then it would be a chatzitza. So he made mafti, he made these reed mats to put down on the floor of the mud, so that way they wouldn't get their toes covered in mud. And that way they could be served. The water was zeichlin, but zeichlin is metayer when it's water that's mayan chayim. And over here it was basically fresh water. It wasn't coming from the mayanot. The question is, this idea, some have the mafze, this also elsewhere, is that the mafze was mishum tzniyas. So there too, the negea, people shouldn't see him. They wouldn't be tovlot properly. Okay, these are issues that are bisman as also negea. Sometimes people are not in a mokum of where there's a mitzvah, and the shaila is okay. What to do? It's a question. You have to be choshesh because of people looking. You have to find a place where she's not afraid to be tovelet. If it's a muddy place, you have to make sure that that something is done about the mud. If it's a rainy place, so these things come up. I mean, we try to avoid. Being semech on something that's not a real mikvah because of these problems. The Omer of Gidol Amarav, not tafshile v'navet tavlav altalo altala tefila. If she fed her child and it goes to the mikvah, the tefila is no good because you know how dirty you get with these kids. So she's got stuff, sticky stuff all over her. Maybe right now we don't see anything on Avagav Dashtaleka. There too, we're afraid she shook herself off. Maybe it came off, but she shook herself off. Became a semichamet. Omar Rami Baraba, another thing is Ani Ravdi the Kusilta. You have when they take blood, so often there's a scab. Do you have to pull off the scab? No. Atzlata Yumin. 3 days, it's not considered to be a chatzitza, because it's still well attached to the body. It's not ready to fall off. So it's basically part of the body, and it's still fresh. But Bikan Ve'elach, it's really just dried thing that is ready to come off. So then it's chayetz, and you should get rid of it. Omer Marufa, the same thing is true about Lifluf Shabain. You have sort of this mucusy stuff that comes out of the eye. So if it's wettish, you know, chutzetz, so then it doesn't prevent water from coming in. But the moment that it gets, it becomes a crust, it's yavesh, then it is chutzetz. Hematai nikra yavesh, what's that shear? When do we consider it to be dried out? Mishah shematchil lierpeg, from the time that it begins to turn yellow, that's already a sign that it's crusting. Omar Shmuel, the same thing is true about the kechol. We don't really use kechol. The kechol was that was the original eyeshadow. But they used it as medication. They put it inside the eye as well. We use the color of kechol as an eyeshadow. We don't really use the real thing. So, but anyway, so they would put it inside of the eye as a refuah. Eino chotzetz. In the eye, it remains wet with tears, and therefore it doesn't prevent water from getting in. Not that you need water, but you need to be roig for water. But if it's on the eye as an eyeshadow, shalagavei, and it is chotzetz. But if she's the type of person who's always opening her eyes and squinting and closing them, hayuinea porchot, so then she keeps moving it around, and it stays damp even on the eye. So then even agave ayin, it is chotzeitz. Tana rabbanan aray adam machmat tashmish b'shameshet pa'am rishona, shniya, shlishit. Yikan velach vot tashamesh, ad shetit karech v'tidat selach. Niseit la'achev rat adam machmat tashmish, again, b'shameshet pa'am rishona, shniya, shlishit. מכאן לא תשמש עד שתתקרש ותנסה לאחר. ניסית לחברת אדם מחמת תשמיש, משמשת פעם ראשונה ושנייה ושלישית, מכאן לא תשמש עד שתבדוק את עצמה. כיצד בודקת את עצמה? מביאה שפופרת ותוכה מכחול ומוך ומנחה ראשו. אם נמצא דם על ראש המוך בידוע שמן המקור הוא בה. לא נמצא דם על ראשו, בידוע שמן הצדדים הוא בא. ואם יש לה מכה באותו מקום, תולה במכתה. ואם יש לה וסת, תולה בביסתה. ואם היה דם מכתה משונן, קלר, בדם ראייתה, דן אינה תולה. ונאמנת אישה לומר, מכה יש לי במקור שממן אדם יוצא דבר רבי, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, even if she's nemenet, it won't make any difference, because the dam of a makah, bam in amakor, is tamei anyway. V'rabotenu e'idu adam ha makah, bam in amakor, shu tohor. What are they arguing in Rabbi Day Omer, ul amakor, mekomo tamei, kibinai? Yes, the Gemara, how can we use a shofar, tafguri mifkir Allah? Omer Shua, we're talking about a very smooth shofar, chalavar, upia ratzuf letocha, Omele Rishlokish Rabbi Yochanan, I understand, then Vitivdok Atzma, Bibiyashlishit Shobal HaRishon. Why, question, Rishonim, why does she have to get divorced? Or, according to Tosfos, why would she be allowed to be Mishamesh with the other? Let's force her to do this. Omele, Lefi, Shein Kol Etzbaot Shavot. Omele, so then at least once you've proven that you've got a chazoka on the etzbaot too, so tivdok etzba bebiyari shana shabal ha-shlishi? No, because in kol ha-kochot shavot, so we have basically three variants here. Hayidi atoy lekamin de Rebbe, omar le la'avnan, zil be'ata, ozo be'ata, v'nachon emein acharad dam, omar Rebbe, okay, that's it, nitra pazot. Hayidi atoy lekamin de Mar Shmuel, so he tried the same shticks. He tells Rabdimi Bar Yosef, Zilbata. He did his very best. Of course, he might not have been a good stirrer. But anyway, lo nafal mi menadan. So lo nafal mi menadan. Lo mi, Omer Shmuel, oh, this is a serious issue over here. Zuma ma'alav en ofetzeti. V'cholam ma'alav en ofetzet, ein la takana. Aide atay lakam le Rabbi Yochanan v'cholam, atavisalk mitvilat mitzvah. Avikachaz yadama. Omale, it sounds like an iron horror to me. Sheba dima tirech altabech. Lechivi ba'alila agabea nahar. Ike de amor amala. Lech te galila kavrutayich. Keech v'atavu lach lehach gisa. Nitavu alach lehach gisa. Ike de amor amala galila kavrutayich. Keech v'libo alach rachamim. Titani v'tamei tamei yikra. Tzorich lo dia tzaro l'rabim. V'rabim mevakshim alav rachamim. Om Rav Yosef Avi Uvda Bepedita V'itze. Om Rav Yosef Om Rav Yosef Om Rav Yitkin Rebbe B'Sadot as follows. Ratayom Echad
teshev shisha vahu. Rata shnayim, teshev shisha vahe. Shlosha, she already needs to be yoshev at shivat nekiim. Amar Rabbi Zera, all that's old hat by now. Banot Yisrael echmir al atzvon afilo roh tipatam kechardal. Yoshvot ala yoshivat nekiim. Adabre rov ala Rav Shmuel vidorash. First of all, because over in Kishul in the fall, the first 2 days she bled. Secondly, which means that even though we didn't see it, but Lamaisa, there was down on the third day too. So she says, Zava. Amar the Papa Rava, what are we getting into this for? My Ira Kishta, Shnei Yamim. Even Masha would be Metamer to need Shivat Nekiim. The Amar Rabbi Zera Banot Yisrael Echmiru Al Atzma. Afil Root Tipatam Kechardal Yoshvot Al Shivat Nekiim. Amar Lai, Amin Lacha Ana Yisur Rav Atam Rek Binaga. Ech Di Achmar Achmar, Ech Lo Achmar Lo Achmar. Amar Rova, Tav Ua Alina Say, Nvinit Paisa Tzuchash Tzuchash Shivat Nekiim. So once it happened that Ravina was the Yasik of the Vrei, Bei Rabbi Chanina. Omalei, no, what do you say? Savalei ma'ala mikhtav k'tuva le'arba yom. Omalei, makes good sense. In, akimat al arba. Not rad arba achrina. Yaakov shiva di yom. But our yom, omalei, no, what's going on with these delays? Yeah, having a change of heart? Omalei, lo savalei ma'ala. Lo de rova, di omar rova, tov ualina sevenit paisa. So you got a shiv shivat nekiim. Omalei, imad yomar rova, that's begedeled. The kachaz yedama, but your daughter is a ktana. The lo kachaz yedama, niyama. Omar lo, absolutely. Beferish omar rova. Lo shna gdola, lo shna ktana. Because, look, gdola time of my. It's not because of normal menses. It's mishum de machmada, ktana nami machmada. Omar rova. Isha, lo tachuf lo b'neter v'lo b'chol, or some have lo b'ahal, b'neter b'shem de makatev, b'chol b'shem de masrich, v'yomar amimar mishmei de rava, isha lo tachuf lo b'chami, v'afilo b'chami chami, aval lo b'tzonin, tzonin my time, alo, b'shem de mashumaya, Mashumazia. Omar Ravaloyalamila made Adam betok beto, shete isha medicha bet kmate abamai. Meitve betak matim, betat starim, ainat zricha le biat mai. That's true. But the yi de biat maim actually lo beina. Makomaro will biat maim. Yes, beina. Rabbi Zera. Dama Rabbi Zera, kola ro will bila. Ain bila ma kevet bo. But if it's in royal bila, then bila suddenly ma kevet bo. Omar Rabin Baravad, Omar Rabbi Yitzvak. Ma se. Beshivchato shal Rabbi. Shetavla vialta. Venimtsa la etzem chotzit benchinea. Vitzricha Rebbe Tvila Acheret. Ve'amar Rabba Tavla Be'alta, Ve'nimtza Le'adavar Chotzeitz, Im Samuch Le'chafifa Tavla, Eina Tzricha Lachuf V'litfol, Ve'im Lav Tzricha Lachuf V'litfol. Ikiri Amre, Im Bo'oto Yom Shechafafa Tavla, Eina Tzricha Lachuf V'litfol, Ve'im Lav Tzricha Lachuf V'litfol. Ma'i Benayu, Ike Benayu Le'mitzvach Le'chafifa Tvila. Or, most don't have this kirsa, l'mechev b'yamama, v'l'mitfal b'laylia. Omar Rabbi Yishalot ha'mod agabei klicheres v'titfal, sover of kanal ha'meyim ha'taim ha'may, mishum gzerat merchat sa'ot, in which case ha'agabei silt ha'shaber dame. Omar Rav Chanan min Yarda, ha'tam taim ha'may mishum de bayit, in which case silt ha'nami bayit. Omar Rav Shmuel Omar Yitzchak Isha lo titfol b'namal Av agav da hashtalaka Ein beberd yuni nafal Avod Shmuel Omar Levinate mikvot Yuma Yisan Umav tzib yomik tishre Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav Natan tafshil igna Vetavla vialta lo alta la tvila Av agav da hashtalaka Ein beberd yuni nafal Omar Rami Baraba Ani rifti tu kusilta Atlat yuma lo chaitse Mikad ha'ar chaitse Omar Baruch Valiflov Shibai, Lach Eno Chotzet, Yavesh Chotzet, Emat Hanikra Yavesh, Misha Ashem Atchil Yaret. Omar Shmuel Kechol, Shibetoch Ain Eno Chotzet, Shagabe Ain Chotzet, Vimayu Enea Parchot, Afil Agabe Ain Eno Chotzet. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, If Patchain Ea Beyoter, O Atzvain Ea Beyoter, Lo atala tefila.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
We're holding today daf Samach Vav, and we are still on the bottom of Samach Yomi base at the Tan Rabbanan. So until now, the Gemara has been trying to give us the various gedorim whereby we do not have to be chayish for riadam achmas tashmish, because we can be tailored at dam in dam betulim. Now, all along, of course, that caused us to wonder, so what would be if we weren't able to be tailored at dam betulim? What if we would be chayishish as Rebbe Meir is for shinui in the mara of the dam? Or in cases where it goes beyond the time at which the Beis Shammai Basil Ramat hears, what would be the halacha of Arei Adam Machmas Tashmish? So the truth is that Arei Adam Machmas Tashmish would be essentially, if you think about it, is kovat a veset, similar to the veset that we had of actions that cause Re'ia, and it would be a veset to be Arei Adam Machmas Tashmish. In other words, the mocker for an iser in such a thing is no different than the mocker for the iser of vestot in general. There's no basis in the Torah to be machzik something that is going to happen because it's happened before. That halacha is called vestes. Vestes are essentially drabonim, correct? In other words, the chazaka can define a state that exists, that it's maintained, but it cannot predict that such a thing is going to happen because stimulus A will always create result B. Even though it's a recurring event, the word for recurring event is veset.
But this is not a recurring event.
It is a recurring event. No, every time that she has intercourse, she's Rei Adam.
From
Dam Sulim? No. What do I said? In a case where we can't detail on Dam Sulim, what's our law? So our problem over there is Lechora a Veset, which is Kovea, that this woman is going to be Reya Machmas Tashmish. Okay? That allows us a lot of leeway, because Lamaisa, a Veset of that sort, is essentially a Durabonim, like all the Vestas. Not only that, if you consider the various type of Vestas, this is the easiest Veset. Because essentially we have a Veset that is a function of time, purely time. We have a veset, and that's the standard veset. We have a veset that is a symptom, that's the most chomor veset, which according to the Mishnah, according to Bryce, even one time would be enough to be kovad, that a woman is included in that type of veset. She always gets dizzy as she's about to be re'adam, for instance. And then we have the third type of veset, which is a veset that is dependent in a cause of some sort that she's going to be Rei Adam, a cause that is not a directly discernible medical reality. It just happens that way. I can't explain to you in terms of cause and effect that Tashma should be Gerim Dam. It's a complex cascaded effect, right? In which stimulation causes certain hormones, and those hormones may affect other type of receptors in the uterus, and so on and so forth. In other words, there's a lot of I got to hand it to you.
You got him back.
Unbelievable. He's got this detector. As soon as there's a danger, that's when he'll show. Right. So the lightest and the easiest of all of the vestot was a veset where she eats pepper. And because she eats pepper, she's Rei Adam. It's the old chili Rhea. Okay, so this is like a chili Rhea, essentially, except it's hot peppers. But Lamaisa, she's going to be Rhea because of a vessel. That was the thing that even Rebbe was mighty. You needed three times to be Kaveya, remember? even though he holds normally the Chazaka is two times, he's so makel on this, it requires three times to be Kaveya in the mission.
Negative too, but what's actually
there is such a thing, yes, but we're not holding it. That's not a veset. Turn around on it. Haru Adam Machmas Tashmish. So therefore, what's the halacha over here?
Mishameshet Paham Rishona Ushnia Ushlishit. Basically, we give her three times to establish that she's Rei Adam Machmas Tashmish, which, by the way, this is a very important sugya, because the solvency is still up there.
I couldn't convince him.
It's a presidential decree.
We'll put him up there on the stage one day, let me tell you. Okay, there's a diak over here, which is a very, very chashuv of a diak that's made by the Shach to support his sheet. It says over here, if she's Rei Adam Machmas Tashmish, we give her three times. What do you mean? Give her three times after she's Rei Adam Machmas Tashmish? Is the first time included? When was she Rei Adam Machmas Tashmish? You know, certainly once we've established she's Rei Adam Machmas Tashmish, then she's going to be Rei Shalosh Pamim. And again, so the simple way you sweep this issue under the carpet is that the first time is the first time. That made us chayshu she was right on that mustache. But then we have the second time, and we have the third time.
Suling is not even
here. We're talking about where we've established that it wasn't Mishum Suling, whatever the case was. That's why this is the natural continuation of the previous sugya. Okay, but what if you can't? If you tell him Suling, so then she's a right on that mustache. But then we're getting back to the peak of the shot. His taina is, the question in general is whether an isha she ain la vest, and therefore could be Rei at any time. Does she require B'dika L'Achar Tashmish? Because we said before, remember, that Isha B'dekes Atzva L'Achar Tashmish, Derech B'dos Yisrael B'sham Shish B'shnei Einim, Echad Lai V'Echad Lai, the whole sugya over there. So is that a halacha that there really needs to be immediately somach L'Tashmish to be kaveh that she isn't Rei Machmas Tashmish? It has to be miyad, it can't be liachar achar, tomorrow she's whatever. I mean, what does that mean exactly? So he tells us that from this Gemara, you see, and that basically what's happened is we've made it as, she was beta after tashmish the next morning, whatever, she's made sedam. Okay, now she's kesheshes, in other words, she's really about the tashmish. We give her three times to check immediately liachar tashmish, because they are.
The shnia is immediate now.
The reshag is immediate. We give her three times now in this state after, which shows that there was a previous level in which she had established, but it wasn't ever established. In other words, it wasn't immediately the after time. From which she concludes that there is no halacha that you need normally, you just because in the event it's just people take this immediate after
time. Excuse me, so each time she has to wait 7 days or
what? Well, that's bismaneno, yeah. I'm saying the Gemara here, the Gemara doesn't have that halacha of 7 days necessarily. She knows that she's not necessarily. What if she's betoch yemezivasa? And she's a shomeres yom keneged yom. That's right now the Gemara. The Gemara's not interested in that. Later today, actually, we're going to get into the chumra b'nes Yisrael, the various takonis, which make life both easier and more difficult. So there we give her once, twice, three times. Mikan ve'elach lo tishamesh. From that point, so oops, you're in the seat over here. Come over here. Speaking of music, I mean, we might as well start the singing.
That's it.
Let's start the singing.
Right.
Let me go around. No, but we'll get him here. All right. So, at that point, she should no longer be mishamesher. Archititkarech. All that she could do basically is get divorced from this husband, and then she should go get married to a second husband. Niseit l'acher, she marries the second husband, and again ra'at adam machmas tashmish. Again she has pa'am rishona u'shnia u'shlishit mikan ve'elach lo tishamesh ad shetitgaresh. Now she has to get divorced from her second husband if she cannot find a way to have intercourse without bleeding. Vitinasei liachar. Now she goes to the third husband. Niseit liachar. The rat adam machmas tashmish. Mishameshet pam rishonah shniyah v'shlishit. Began ve'elach lo tishamesh ad shetivdok atzma. At this point, she can't simply rely on the changing of husbands. Now, the minds we're going to see later on in the Gemara that there's two issues over here. It's all very nice to say that she was kovat aveset, so to speak, that she's going to be roev machmas tashmish from a particular person. There's no reason to say that it's intercourse per se that's going to be gorev, that she's being roev adam, because obviously, I mean, each individual is different in terms of the shape of his genitals, in terms of the motions or power that he puts into the act of intercourse. And that is, each person can be different. And because of that, we can't make this a generalized statement that this woman is definitely always going to be Raya Matmas Tashmish. Mamela, we have to be Koveya, that Veset itself, in such a way that there's now three times to establish what, those are not the issues. And it's not the individual, and it's not the particular event, and so on and so forth. It's some kind of hormonal problem of the actual concept of intercourse, no matter who, what, where, and when. But until we've established that, we're not going to ask her. Remember, again, we're dealing essentially with Vestas, not with really certain Rabbonim, because Diraisa. And because of that, as I said, we have ways in which to relax things. And the following Badeka is one of them. It worked.
Anybody else?
No, Richie, no. We figured the only way to get you here is that you steal the Gemara. So, what can she do? How can she bodeka
the
Badeka?
Why does she have to get divorced again? Why couldn't she do the Badeka?
We will ask. Ketza bodeka the Tatsma, how does she do this Badeka? So we know that in those days they had the regular applicator for an eye dabber. It was very similar to the modern tampon, basically. That's what we're talking about over here. We take what essentially boils down to a tampon applicator, so in which you have a plastic sleeve, as it'll turn out, or something that was not going to irritate the skin. And inside the plastic sleeve, you have a cotton on top of something that you're going to poke the cotton with. You insert the sleeve, and now the moch that's munach al the rosh is the only thing that's going to come into contact with the area that we're concerned might be bleeding. Because basically what we want to establish is that the bleeding is not coming from the sides. This is the president's... The bleeding is not coming from the sides, but it's coming directly from the uterus. And in order to establish that, we're going to have to basically poke this piece of cotton up against the cervix and see whether it picks up any blood. If it doesn't pick up any blood in that way, then we know that the bleeding is certainly not coming from the cervix, and apparently she's irritating some type of maca, and that's what's bleeding, which doesn't cause us any problems of halacha. So therefore, im nimtza dam al rosh hamoch, if she gets blood now on the tip of this cotton, then there's a problem. B'yadua shemen ha-makor ruba. But lo nimtza dam al rosh hamoch, however, if we don't get any blood on the top, then we know that the bleeding was actually minat tzadim ruba, and that we don't have a problem halacha with this bleeding. V'im yesh la makah b'oto makom, tola b'makata. Now, if l'maisa, she knows for a fact that there is a reason that she would be bleeding from a wound, then fine. In general, she could be tailed in the makah. It's not a problem for us to have to establish if this is now a medical fact, no matter where that makah is, even if it's in the uterus itself. V'im yesh la veset, furthermore, if she has a veset, and there's different ways of learning this. Some learn if she has a veset, and this is how the Rambam learns, that she was mishameshet in all of these cases, somuch levista, so then she can be somuch, but the bleeding wasn't because of the tashmish, it was because of the fact that she was too close to her veset. Rashi learns, if this veset, that we're calling a veset over here, being roev machmas tashmish, is linked to some other thing. For instance, it's only when she's mishameshet on the second day of the month that she would be roev machmas tashmish, or whatever the case is. So over there, it would be a veset for tashmish plus. And therefore, anytime you don't have that plus, then there'd be no problem in her actually being mishameshet. ואם היה דם מכתה משונה מדם ראייתה, אינה תולה. If, however, there's a way to see, even though we said before you could be tola in the makar, not if it, the blood is of a different consistency or color and so on. V'ne'emenet ishalomar makar yeshli b'mekor, a woman is believed to say that she knows that she has a wound, and that mimen adam yotze, divrei Rebbe. Now, the mimen adam yotze is a machlokas haposkim. Is that what she is saying, or is that what we have a right to assume? Is she saying that I know that I have a wound that causes bleeding, or is she saying, look, there's a pain every time I touch there's a pain and so on. There's definitely something wrong in there, but I don't know what it's causing bleeding. And we are the ones who are going to say, okay, we'd be saying it, and that should be mimen yotze dam. Reb Shimon ben Elomer, in general, if there's a dam, she said there's a maka in the womb. What's the din of that dam? Now, certainly she's not anita, but the question is the dam maka haba minak mikor tameh or not? I mean, now he says it's tameh. Not the gabi being matame her, because as we've already seen, there's many dam that will not be matame the woman as anita, but nonetheless, it will cause tumor for tyrus. So over here, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is saying it's tummy. Rabotenu ha'idu al dam ha'makah ba'min ha'makor shehu tahor. And this machlokas is, of course, something we've had many times before. Mai b'nayu, omar ula mikor mekomot tamei kaminayu. The problem over here is the question of whether dam in the mekor is per se mitamei because it's dam in the mekor. Remember, we spoke earlier that the Makhlokas was showing them how to learn Makor, Makor, Matame. That the Makor is Matame, the Dam, or any Dam of the Makor is Tame. But again, this is the 10th time we've had this sugya. Now, asks the Gemara, this is called a Bedika? You're going to be using a sleeve and insert the sleeve against sensitive skin, pressing it up against the cervix. I assume that this sleeve is made out of wood or something. I mean, what about splintering? What about causing bleeding? I mean, avgurimit gerala. This is a ridiculous kind of bedika. You're going to end up scratching her, and you're going to be causing bleeding instead of solving this problem. Or mashmo. No, of course we're not talking about using wood. We're talking about bishwofer shel aver upia ratzuf letocha. What we do is we use lead that can be easily shaped to create a rounded edge along the tip where we bend over the metal into the tube. That way the outside is completely smooth. We don't have a problem of causing any bleeding. And all that's left is whether the cotton at the tip is going to pick up any bleeding after we push it through after the insertion. Omele Rishlok Shreb Yochanan. V'tivdok atzma bibiya shlishit shel ba'al harishon. As Shabajas asked, what is this, when we should get divorced, and then get divorced again, and that's like this is a pretty cheapo kind of marriage over here, you know, well, okay, let's try another one. Whoops, that didn't work out. Let's try a third one. And, okay, if it's a problem, how many is she going to find, you know? So maybe at this point we should try doing a bedika and see whether she's really bleeding. I mean, you know, maybe she liked her first husband. So maybe she should try that bedika the first time around. This is how Rashi understands the question. Tosis understands that it's a given that obviously she could have done the bedika before. That's not the point. In other words, if she had done this bedika in the first place, obviously she would have been matira the first ball as well. It's talking about a case in which she was uncomfortable with having a relationship with a guy in which she needed to establish the bleeding that she was having. She's going to be samech on this bedika and have to go through this process three times to be koveya. She was uncomfortable with it, so she wanted to do it without a bedika. She said, okay, if you want to do it without a bedika, so go marry another guy. I mean, you know, and there you would not have to do a bedika. So according to Rashi, the Gemara's question, again, was why couldn't she do this with her first husband instead of getting divorced? And according to Rashi, we've got an answer that seems to be absolutely ridiculous. So Rabbi Yochanan answers Rish Lakish, Lefi she'en kol ha'etzba'ot shavot, because everyone's phallus is shaped differently. What the heck? That doesn't answer the question. So, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. According to Tosfos, that directly answers the question.
instead, you're saying that what's the point, essentially, if she's going to have to make, let her make this bedika, why wouldn't she have to make this bedika? And I was saying, because you don't have to make this bedika because ein kol hezbot shavot. In other words, until we've established that we've got a problem in general with tashmish, why should we make you make a bedika? I mean, we're assuming that there's a particular mismatch between her and her first husband, and now try again. Oh, it didn't work. Okay, so make a bedika. Then apparently it's not an issue of switching husbands. We'll ask why switch again. We'll get to it. But the way Rashi is learning, what's the main answer has to be basically hidden behind this whole thing. Because what we're going to have to say is, well, we really don't want you to be seinich on this bedika, and that we're taking for granted that you understand, because after all, I mean, to be seinich on this bedika, it could be that you will be roya, you kichas v'sholem b'olid ha'yisr koris, we don't want to get you involved in that kind of thing. It's only if things are really, you know, really tough and you can't find anybody to marry, so we'll be bad. But this is a good answer because ain't called it's pro trouble. Again, it's a type of answer that's taking for granted 90% of the information. Okay, so therefore, according to Tosfos, of course she could have done this with the first husband. She just didn't feel comfortable doing it. And therefore, all we want to know is, why is it that she doesn't now have to check at the end of the time of her chashash of husband one? We're saying let her blithely go ahead and marry the second husband. Why? Why not do the bedika now and see that whether there's a problem of roya mat mistashmish?
So it doesn't depend on him. He has to. Is he obligated to get rid of her?
Yeah, of course. I mean, both of them will have the same problem. I mean, him. They're both have to be zoyer for Mr. Nida. And to that, the Gemara answers, you don't need a bedika if we have no reason to assume that the next husband is going to cause the same problem. Fine. So now the question is, and how about So how about now we've already established the Bala Sheni is also creating a problem. So, I mean, if that's the case, if you're going to take down a third husband, don't you have to be Botek to find out that you're not Roya Mat Mustashmish? No. Because there's also another issue over here. Lefisha Ein Kol HaKolchot Shavot. You don't know from the act of a particular intercourse that even though you've established that all people are the same to this woman, you can't establish that after having slept with her once and causing bleeding that necessarily that's going to happen the next time. Because after all, there's other issues besides the specific shape of these two people's genitals that are involved in intercourse. So not all of the kochos that are put into a particular act of intercourse are going to be similar, and therefore until you're koveya three times with the third person, even though it doesn't matter now his particular physiology, but it does matter the way in which he's using that physiology. Now, there was this woman who comes in front of Rebbe with this problem, and she's got this bleeding. So he tells Avdan, who was being Mishamish, he says, listen, go dress up like a ghost and scare the heck out of her. So Zil Bata, scare her. Now, this is a lot of fun. I mean, every once in a while you get something really fun that you can do, you know. So anyway, oh, he gave her the scare of her life, let me tell you. Ozal Bata. I mean, basically, she just barely survived, you understand. But enough of me mena kararat dam. What happened is that she had a sudden abortion of this piece of blood, and Rebbe said that was it. Nidrapazos. This is what was causing the bleeding. And all we need is a good shot of adrenaline to get her to let go.
During the hiccups.
So nidrapazot, that's good.
Rebbe said
that's it. That's what I was assuming was going to happen. So now she's okay. He was the one that had sent him to scare her. So it was the same problem that had come up in Mar Shmuel's basement. So he sent Rav Dimi Bar Yosef to scare her this time. So he went and scared her. Nothing fell out of her, just she collapsed. You know, but there was no cure. Shmuel said, oh, this is a problem. This woman, this is a different phenomenon. Where basically what you have is some women where the actual uterus lining splashes out because of Tashmish. That is, I'm not going to be able to change anything. This is a real serious issue. In the Takona, there's nothing to do for her medically. There's a worse problem, in a sense. We'll see, it's an easier problem to cure. There's a woman who comes to Rav Yochanan, and she says, look, every time I go to the mikveh, before I even sleep with my husband, I'm coming home, and I'm immediately roya dam. So, I mean, it certainly makes life difficult. He said to her, you know, Hashem adimat irech al tabech. It could be you've got an iron heart. You know, everybody thinks you're like so in love, and they're all so jealous that they're messing up your tefillah mitzvah. They're sitting there basically waiting. Oh, there she goes again. What a night she's going to have. And that causes now an iron heart, and then that, because of that, you can't get together with your husband. I have a good idea. Go to the river where nobody sees you. Go to the mikveh in the river, and then you can sleep with your husband outdoors. No one will know what's going on, and then you'll avoid this iron heart. Others say that he took a more direct psychological approach. And he said, what you should do is, tigali l'chavrotech, go tell all your friends your problems. So then, instead of everybody saying, oh man, does she have it made? They say, oh, this poor girl, what a disastrous life to think what she could have had and what a tragedy is, and so on and so forth. And then, the iron will work in the other direction. Others say what he said to her was, go tell your friends about it, so that they should be mispalalot for you. The Tani v'tamei tamei yikra. What's the pshat that the mitzorah should announce his problem? Tzarich lohodiyot tzaro l'rabim v'rabim mevakshim alav rachamim. When people recognize the tzorah in an individual, all of a sudden they're friendly. And now they're ready to be mevakish rachamim. There was a period in which, you know, when my daughter-in-law was in the hospital for a long time, so in a horrible neighborhood, and we would stay over there in Washington Heights, we would walk to a shul Friday night. It was absolutely sakonis nefashis to walk the shul. So basically, what Sheffy used to do all the time is he would find the most vicious-looking Puerto Ricans that he could find on the street, go over to them, tell them his problem, that he's got to get the shul. And they would immediately form a cordon around him, right? And we would walk together with an escort of a group of Puerto Ricans. So everything was beseder. It's essentially this tummy tummy yikra.
Find the meanest
family. Yeah. Omri Yosef, having moved from the piece of Yitzhak, there was such a maisa that I know of a woman who was always right after tefillah. And indeed, she tried this, and she got better. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yudam Ram, Hidkin Rebbe Besadot. There was a takona that Rebbe made in an area in which people were not baki b'halacha, and he was cheshesh that lamaisa they cannot distinguish between yemei nidais, yemei zivais. It's complicated. It's all 7 and 11 jazz. It's really, really a problem. So, until they basically made it popular, you know, with food stores and so on. But until those days, nobody used to know about that idea. So what he did, is he figured he would make a takona to make certain that they would never make any mistakes. That is, if when a woman is roya dam, she's always going to be chayshesh, that this is dam in the worst possibility. Let's say she sees one day. So he was mitzaken. If Rata Yom Echad, she should assume it's the beginning of her nidot. So she needs another 6 days. Besides this day, maybe it would be mezivot that it's only Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. Okay, but these guys get too easily mixed up. So if she's Reyadam, she should be Teshev another 6 days besides the day that she was Reyadam. Shnayim, she's Reyadam 2 days. She shouldn't be Seimeth. Well, I know that both of these days would be May Nidotai, so I only need another 5 days. No. You don't know. First of all, Tarsus says, you don't know the first day was really Dam. I mean, maybe it was only similar to Dam. I mean, he had some bucking. Odin's Dam was the right color. So maybe you weren't Tamei the first day and your Nidos began the second day. Or as Rashi says, maybe the first day was the last day of your Yemei Zivas. So it won't count towards your, it would be a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. And since it's the last day, you don't even need that. Forget about that day. So your Nidos began only the second day. So you still need Shisha Vehi. So that's going to be Shlesha. If you have 3 days, then you're going to need Shiva Sakiyah. Because now we're going to be Chayesh for the worst possible scenario, is that these were the 3 days of Zivas. Omer Abi Zera. Look, even that's no longer a Chumrah. Because Benot Yisrael is Mira Latzman, Shafil Rahot Tipas Dam Kechardal, Yoshvot Ala Shiva Nikim. You know what they say about poor Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish when they got into this prayer of Tidokas? That all they came out with was a little dust on their feet, like a fox. Well, the same thing is true for all of us. After learning all of Maseches Nida and busting our head about 7 and 11s and all kinds of other stuff, you know what? The last week we find out, none of it matters. If she's Reyatipas Dam Kechadal, anyway, she's going to have to be a Sheva Shiva Zakim. Forget Shemez Yom Keneged Yom. Forget Azovah Ketzorah. Forget Shiva Shemez Zivez. Forget about whether she can count or Shiva Nikki and Bemei Nidas, Bemei Tayar. Forget all of it. All you got is the dust on your paws.
Who made this all this? What is Yisrael do? Machmir?
And now Yisrael have to be told? You're married to one, last I heard. And she has to be told?
Then how Yisrael condemned is what happened?
Yeah, in other words, basically, once the halachas get really complex, even today it's pretty dark, complex halachas, but the way the Ram explains this, if you're really looking at worst case scenarios, if someone was being Shomer, she was the king, Yosheva, she was the king, it is possible for a Tipas Dam Kechardal to require a new Shiva's the king, right? In other words, the worst possible case that you're covered in any scenario is even if she lost track of what she's doing, maybe she's in the last day of Shiva Sakiyim. No, she's Roya Pipas Dam, she would now have to be Yosheva Shiva Sakiyim. So, because of whatever it is that people gave up trying to keep track of this, I mean, even nowadays, keeping track of Vestas, you know, they're printing up these special calendars and computerized Vestas charts, and God only knows what, because it's a complex issue. Halachas count the camel. We're going to define the difference between a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, whether the last day of the 18 days. I mean, it's unbelievably complicated.
Should have been in better
color. Huh?
Should have been in better color.
Yeah, they're smarter than that.
Paul, that's what you've gone through in the second.
Adabre Rava Lerav Shmuel Vidorash. And Rava was walking now, Shmuel was teaching, he was saying like this. Let's 2 days of koshi, of contractions. And then on the third day, she miscarries. Teishev shivat nikim. She should keep shivat nikim. Why? Because first of all, he holds that the heter that we saw earlier of relying on dam that come with contractions before birth, that the Torah was mitaheret, in kishur l'nefili. In cases of miscarriage, that halakha doesn't apply. Okay, but still, I mean, she only saw Dom 2 days, and as a miscarriage doesn't mean she bled necessarily. But he also holds Eev Shalut Tichata Kever below Dom. Since she miscarried, there must have also been bleeding, in which case, we give her a din of Ezavah Gedela. Omle Rav Papa LaRava, Rav Papa said to Rav, what's this all about? Who cares? Mayari Kishta Shnei Yamim. And it would be a marshal. You're making up a whole thing over here. Figuring out a way that she should be a Zava Gedela because she had a miscarriage. I mean, even if she would have had a single little drop of blood on one day. Anyway, she would have been Yosheva Tshiva Nakiyim, no? I mean, no, Rabbi Zera, Benot Yisrael. Ichmiru al atzman shafilu raot tipat dam kechardal. Yoshvot al Shirat Nakiyim. Said Robert, Rav Papa, what's the matter with you, man? I mean, in the face, sure about that, I'm being hugger. I'm trying to tell you what the halacha is. You're telling me what the minig is. I understand that the minig would have been that. But there's obviously going to be differences in complicated cases, and it's important to establish what the halacha is and what a minig is. Hechad the achmar, achmar, hechad al achmar, lo achmar. I mean, in cases or areas where there was no such chumrah, there's no such chumrah. Oh, my brother, a further chumrah, is that tavua v'naseid v'nitpaisa tzricha sh'teshiv shivas nekiyim. If a woman was asked for her hand in marriage and she agrees, even if she isn't re'adam at all, she has to be a sheva shivas nekiyim. Because the assumption is that the excitement of the upcoming marriage and the romance and so on has stimulated her to be re'adam. Ravina yasikli livrei by Rav Chanina. Now Ravina was trying to get a shidduch over here done with his son with Rav Chanina's daughter. Okay, so they work things out. So Rav Chanina says, okay, sabalei mar lemichtav ksuva leyom arba'a, or l'arba'a yom, there's two different ways of learning, as we'll see. You want to write the ksuva, you know, come back in 4 days and we'll be ready for the marriage, you'll have the ksuva, amalein, yeah. Kimotul arba. So 4 days later, on the fourth day, in other words, he's not al arba achmina. He still waits another 4 days before showing up. Which means that at the end, the Yaakov Shiva Yumi, so the actual marriage was delayed until 7 days after the agreement. Which was Basar Yuma. Amalei my high. He says, this is, boy, I mean, I've heard of Jewish time, but this is a little ridiculous. We've been waiting here for 4 days, you know. I mean, at this point, we might have to get a new caterer. I took for granted that you hold of Rava's dip. I thought Rava said that once she agrees to marriage, she needs Shivanakiyam. How could I possibly have allowed my son to marry your daughter without enough time for Shivanakiyam? On my lay. Excuse me? My daughter's 4 years old. I mean, he was talking about a woman who's a gedola. Will you have such a chashash? Ketana do achaz yadam. I mean, she's a little girl. She was never re'adam. Mi'omar. Anybody's going to say that you have to be chayish v'nida. Omalei. Beferish omarova. It's not true. You guys never heard of Freud. Time of mind. This has nothing to do with nidos. This has to do with desire. You're telling me that a kitana nami mechando. You tell me that she's a little girl. She doesn't have desires. So therefore, since that could have been what causes the bleeding, what's the difference how old she is? Oh my God. Isha lo tachuf. Now, here we enter now a series of, remember we've been talking about various chumras issues that we have to be machmir about or that people were knowing to be machmir about. One of those takonas, famous takonas was the takonas, one of the takonas of Ezra, is that a woman has to be chofefet, whatever that means, we'll talk about it in a moment, but has to be chofefet before tefillah, in order to avoid a chatzitza. Now there's a machloket as to whether that means chofefet kogufa, which Tosis brings you a number of places where Rashi seems to hold that in various writings that he wrote, not the Farish as a Pirish. And Tosis suggests on the basis of other Gemaras that that's not really true, that Chofefet means only hair. So that any hairy area would require Chafifa in order to avoid the very likely possibility of creating a Chatzitza because of hairs getting entangled. And that would also be a chatzitz reduction, es pesaro, es asomach lebesaro, which includes hair.
It's washing and then some
washing, shampooing, and rubbing. Let's say not, it's not enough just water, no, it needs to be a real washing. Well, the Gemara is going to discuss now.
Doesn't shampoo it?
We're going to see in a moment what's included. However, in any event, this tells us, whatever we hold the original Takonas Ezra was, definitely the minhag all over is to be chofefet kol haguf, as Rashi says. So, in any event, this would be an important issue. And the Gemara is coming to tell us that lo tachuf, when we're talking about now using some ingredient on the hair, be careful not to use neter, and not to use our girsa is chol. Another girsa of ahal, but in any event, make sure you don't have like alcoholic. In other words, in our terms, don't use harsh shampoos or anything that might create stickiness. But don't use nitrate, mishum demikta, because what that does is it can cause hairs to fall out. It's very strong. If hair falls out, it could easily be mistaken for a hair that hasn't fallen out, and it's difficult to know. It's still there. It's not mechuber, it's now chatzitza. And chol, you don't want to use chol, of course, but literally chol, if the court argues, which, you know, they would use, like, we use Ajax, in which you have hard, you know, abrasive materials that are inside. Don't use that on the hair, mishum demasir, because that can actually cause things to get sticky. A woman should only use hot water. Even if she's using water that was heated in the sun, I don't mean it has to be necessarily come out of a boiler and so on. She could use her duchemesh too, you know. Not cold water. Mishum dekariri, because it's cold. Mashru mazia, what it does is it hardens the hair and any oils that are on it, which means that you can't get off the dirt because things are simply, it's like a goosh at this point. Omar Rava, Leon milamed adam betoch beito sheteisha medicha beit kimateha b'mayim. That a person should also teach in his home that before going to the mikveh, even though you had washed some other point, but before going to the mikveh, make sure that you shower off any folds in the skin before going into the water. We asked on Rava, why is that important? Beitak matim ubeitas starim einan tzrichan leviat mayim. As we already saw earlier, there's no din of tuma when it comes to beitas starim. But there's also no din of Tyra when it comes to Beit HaSarim. In other words, an area that is usually covered doesn't mean it's an area necessarily inside of the body, your oral cavity or something like that. It could be even the underarm, something where you're normally is held close to the body, it's folded. You're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to see to it that you get into the mikveh in such a way that every fold is exposed to the water. So if that's the case, why would you need to wash off before going to the mikveh in those areas? Answers Rava, Nihid biat mayim lo b'inan. Makom ha-ro'ui lo biat mayim b'inan. It's true that it's not ma'akev that it should actually be in the mikveh. However, since it says et kol b'saro, it has to at least be possible that it could be in the mikveh. As Reb Zera has pointed out, the Omer Reb Zera, kol ha-ro'i le-bila in bila ma'akevet bo, but she ain't ro'i le-bila bila ma'akevet bo. In the same way that we have dinim, where there's a mitzvah to do something, this is called besoro. But it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev, so we have a din by a mincha, as we've seen many, many times, that you do not have to have the flour and the oil well mixed. In a minute. Nonetheless, the din is you cannot bring a mincha that is larger than shishim isari, because we have a kabbalah that larger than that doesn't mix well. So the question, what's, I understand, what's the problem? Doesn't have to mix anyway. So from here, Rabbi Zera discovers a principle. The principle that's called kolah ro'i lebila. If it's theoretically mixable, it doesn't need to be mixed. But if it's not even mixable, Then it's ma'akev. That's the principle is ma'akev. So over here, the principle of bias mayim is ma'akev. The reality of bias mayim is not ma'akev. So therefore, you should be malamed. Even though the mice, you may not get these areas wet in the mikveh, make sure that they're clean. Omar Rabin Baravan Omar Rav Yitzchak Ma'aseh B'Shivchato Shel Rebbe. There was actually a story. Rebbe's Shivcha went to the mikveh, Shittavla, V'Altash, came out of the mikveh, came home, V'Nimtzala Etzem Chotzeitz Ben Shina, turned out, she had a piece of toothpick or a bone between her teeth. Now the teeth are, of course, in a Beis Hasdari. So what's the difference? Nonetheless, it's Tzvicha Rebbe Tzvila Acheres. Rebbe said, she has to go back to the mikveh. Because it's a problem of Roil Abila over here, since there was a, that's stuck between the teeth. The water couldn't even theoretically have gotten there. The Omar Rav, furthermore, this Rav of Tavla the Alta, V'nimtza Alea Davar Chotzeitz, if after getting out of the mikveh we find something on her, and it's loose, but had it been on her at the time, it would have been a chatzitz, huh? Seim samuch v'chafifa tavla einat zricha lachuf v'litfo. If she had gone to the mikveh right after doing her chafifa, then it's unreasonable to say that this had been on her before. She must have picked it up in the mikveh. And therefore she was tovelas, and now on the way out, so she has an avachatzitz, so why should she have to go back again? But in low, if time had passed already, then it's no good. It must, she has to go now, go back to Chafifa again, and assume the Chafifa is now re-required, because obviously dirty again, and go back and be tayvah. Ike the Amri, others put it a different way. Not that it had to have been immediate, but rather, imbo, to yom shechavavatavla, as long as it was during that same day. So it was during the same day she went to the mikveh after doing the Chafifa, einat zricha lachuf v'litfo. There's no takona that we have to be choshesh, or that she should require a new chafifa. But if it's not the same day, there's a big difference between these two approaches.
Is the same day there 24 hours, or are we talking
no.
about
this?
Well, because she could be bathing in the afternoon. Yeah,
you know,
in the night, that's the next day, right?
No, that's the case we're about to get to. Might be now, there's a big difference between them. What's the difference? First of all, the difference is l'mismach l'chafifa tefila. I mean, is there an inyan, indeed, to go directly from the chafifa to the mikveh? Or the other difference is l'mechav b'yamoma v'l'mitvah b'layla. Or, as Moshe Baruch just pointed out, if you're going to tell me, ask me on the same day. So she said, okay, she said, all right, fine, so I'll be chofefet before shkia, and then I'll go to the mikveh right after. No, because then your chafifa wasn't halachically some of your tefillah. No, but then you're going to have to be chayshish now for anything that we find on it. Amar Rava, isha lo ta'amod, another strange gezeira, is that isha lo ta'amod agabi klicheres v'titbo. A woman should not be standing on something in the mikveh and be tovelet. So particularly a klicheres. So Rav Kahana lemeima, Rav Kahana thought that it meant really particularly klicheres. Since I'm a mai, mishum gzerad merchatzaot. He thought that the issue was over here, that since the public baths that they had in those days, was that they would have basically what appeared to be the equivalent of a klicheres. So it's because they had stone or karka itztaba'ot, where you would sit after you came out of the bath. So this woman basically is going to get into the psychological mode of, so the mikveh is a bath. You know, okay, so next time I go to the bath, which is not going to be retire. Because the gezeira, not to confuse this with merkatzot, there's other issues that we also are careful about this kind of thing, not to cause confusion, the difference between a mikveh and a bathhouse. Now, therefore, we told her not to, but, I mean, that's only because it was klicheres, and that's similar to what she would have found in a bathhouse, but certainly, ha'agabi silta. I mean, what if, let's say there's a, she's in a river, and there's a log in the river. I mean, there's certainly no problem with standing on a log in a river, is there? I mean, that would be sharpened on it. Amalir of Chanan min Ardan, no, it has nothing to do with gzeret merchatzot. The point here is we need her to be relaxed in the tefillah. If she's scared, she's nervous, she's scared of the water, and she's basically, the water's over her head, She's balanced now on the top of the barrel. She ain't gonna let go too quickly, is she? So therefore, we're afraid that she won't be Tovela Chapter. So over there, it's Bishum the boys. It's because she's nervous. And therefore, we need to avoid nervousness. So Siltan Ani Beit, I mean, if she's a log, she's gonna be just as nervous. She's gonna fall off a log either. Okay? To be continued with more interesting Gezeiras and Chumras tomorrow. Do we have any closer thoughts about the...